There are five guys in northern Afghanistan that fix crew systems on military vehicles. Crew systems jam radio signals to radio-controlled improvised explosive devices. Lead crew field service representative Tim Priest heads the operation.
We, for the RC North, we are solely responsible for the installation and integration and then sustainment maintenance for all the electronic warfare equipment.
Bob Jones, a crew field service representative, says taking care of the camps in northern Afghanistan can be a challenge.
When there's a mass influx of vehicles and we're at a small FOB like this, there's not much downtime.
Logistician Dennis Bright and crew FSWR Blues Buckholz say the team enjoys what they do.
It makes me feel good because I'm not just saving soldiers' lives, I'm saving DA civilians, other contractors, and coalition forces.
Having served 20 years in the military, I care about soldiers, and I see this as an extension of a way to continue to help.
Another crew FSR, Brad Soar, says soldiers stopped by to say thank you.
A patrol was forced to stop to clear an obstacle, and when they, apparently they'd stopped right on top of a remote-controlled IED, and when the obstacle was cleared and they rolled forward, the IED exploded behind them.
The crew system team said at the end of the day, it's all about making sure that everyone goes home safe. Specialist Marlon Stiles, Camp Mike Spann, Afghanistan.